This week is National Skills Week, and organisers are encouraging young people to don an apron and consider a career in hospitality. The tourism and hospitality sector is projected to be one of Australia's fastest growing industries, but right now it's in need of another 50,000 workers or more. So how do you make a hospitality career more appealing, and how is the sector set to evolve in the years ahead? Claire Nichols reports.
Hi, my name is Matt.
And I'm Chris, and we're chef ambassadors.
So begins a video aimed at promoting the hospitality industry to Western Australian schoolchildren.
What are you going to cook for us, Chris?
So what I'm going to cook, it's a lamb dish, and I'm basically doing beetroot a couple of ways, potato fondant and a sweet potato crisp.
Oh,
How about you?
That sounds great. I'm going to do a deconstructed lemon meringue pie to have after your tasty lamb dish.
Awesome.
And that way we can have a nice feast at the end of today.
While chefs Matt Cornell and Chris Malone cook their lamb and lemon dishes, they discuss how they got their start in the industry, where they trained, and their favourite dishes. The video is part of a hospitality ambassador program set up in 2012 in response to skill shortages in the WA hospitality sector. Tourism and hospitality have been earmarked as important industries for the future of WA as the mining downturn continues. Deirdre Wilmot is the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry in WA.
Well, there's certainly the opportunity for tourism and hospitality to grow as industries in Western Australia, and particularly to grow the number of people that they employ now that we're seeing more people available in the labour market.
Tourism and hospitality are the key themes of this year's National Skills Week, with visitors to Australia expected to surge in the next 5 years. According to the Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, 100 million Chinese tourists went on an international holiday last year. That number is expected to double to 200 million by 2020. Brian Wexham is the director of National Skills Week. He says with the visitors ready to pour in, there's an urgent need to attract and retain young people in the tourism sector.
Young people don't see hospitality and tourism as a career. They see it as a kind of like a fill-in job. So one of the things that we're trying to illustrate is the fact that there are some very, very good careers and there's a lot of diversity. So I guess what we're saying is that, A, there's a lot of opportunity. Secondly, there are careers there. And thirdly, that's where the jobs are going to be.
Are there skill shortages in that area at the moment?
Absolutely. I think, for example, chefs, I think there's something like 4,000 chefs in terms of shortages. And overall, I think there's something like 50,000 vacancies now. And some people have put that as high as 80,000. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of vacancies.
Chefs are currently on the federal government's skilled migration occupation list, but Brian Wexham says that's not a long-term fix. Instead, he's focused on selling hospitality success stories to young Australian job seekers.
Crown Resorts, I think they employ something like 15,000, 20,000 people. The CEO of Crown started as a croupier. So I think that it's giving examples of where people have started at a low level in a job and have actually worked their way up through the business.
While Brian Wexham is focused on the visitor surge over the next few years, a new business group is thinking further ahead. Tom Quinn is the executive director of the newly formed Future Business Council. He says automation is set to radicalise the future job market. Some jobs will disappear altogether, while businesses focused on sustainability, technology and robotics could thrive. So what will that mean for the job seekers of the future? What skills should they be brushing up on?
We definitely need the skill sets we've currently got, but we need to make sure we think holistically about how these skill sets exist with other skill types and approaches such as creativity and innovation, but also how we make sure we bring the skills we've currently got together. Like, for example, we're starting to get a really big focus on science and coding skills in Australia, and that's great. But what we need to do now is to make sure we then connect the people with those skills with our other skill sets, because it's no use having people with, say, coding skills or kitchen skills, for example, operating in isolation. We need to connect them with the other skill sets, whether that's in engineering, law, accounting, to bring them together, because that's where the real innovation will happen and where we'll find, the solutions to a lot of the challenges and problems that we're currently grappling with.
Your organisation is really looking 50 years into the future. How different will the job pool be in 50 years?
It will be fundamentally different. To you and I operating the economy today, there will be elements that are the same. Like, I think the sectors that we've currently got will be broadly similar, but the way we go about them, the types of jobs that are found in them will be fundamentally altered. I think one of the great examples of that is actually one of our current members, Airbnb, who are in the accommodation space, but in a fundamentally different way to accommodation systems in the past, where they've combined both the accommodations but also technology and the connection to community and neighbourhood. That's very hard to find in previous forms. So at essence, we're still talking accommodation, but it's broader, it's changed, it's evolved to take into account the trends that we're seeing and the opportunities, the new opportunities that have arisen as a result.
Brian Wexham from National Skills Week agrees that the job market is set to change and says children need to stick with maths in order to thrive. But for this week, at least, it's all about those chefs.
I think they look very, very tasty. Do you want to give it a go?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Chefs encouraging kids to sample life in the hospitality sector, though we should never forget about the maths. Got to be talking more about the maths. That report from Claire Nichols in Perth.